From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Students, parents, alumni, the residents of Gainesville, Florida, anyone associated with the University of Florida has reason to strut today after the Gators beat Ohio State last night for their second straight NCAA title. The University of Florida actually has a lot to brag about this year. In addition to that men's basketball title, the Gators are this year's national college football champions. The school has also had strong showings in several other sports. Even the women's gymnastics team is poised to make a championship run this year. So how does a school build this kind of powerhouse athletic program? For answers, we turn to Andy Staples. He covers the university's athletic programs for the Tampa Tribune. Hey, Andy.
How you doing?
So what makes this machine purr? Is it money? Is it coaching? Is it an athletic director who knows how to get things done? Or did the planets just align perfectly over Gainesville this year?
I think it's all of the above. You kind of have to start with Florida just location-wise. It's a large land-grant university in a very populated state. And you also have to look at the fact that there's quite a bit of athletic talent in the state. And there's a good recruiting base to start with in almost every sport. And then you add the fact that Jeremy Foley, Florida's athletic director, has been very proactive in trying to raise money. They were one of the first schools to charge a seat licensing fee, for lack of a better term.
And so not only do you have to pay for your tickets, but you have to pay for the right to pay for your tickets.
That's correct.
Now, tell me a little bit more about Jeremy Foley. I understand that he took quite an unusual path to the front office.
At the time, it was an unusual path. Now it's kind of become the standard. Used to be athletic directors were old coaches, old football coaches, old basketball coaches, basically whatever the dominant sport was at the school, the coach would sort of retire into the athletic director chair. Jeremy, though, was a ticket office intern in 1976, and then he moved up through the ranks. You know, he wasn't an old coach. He was someone who came up through the business side of it.
Now, his athletic program is almost entirely privately funded. How unusual is that?
It's pretty unusual. There's a few dozen schools in the country that can pull it off. The highest grossing athletic programs, the ones that really can sustain themselves, are Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Florida. The common theme there is big state universities, huge fan bases, really rabid appetites for sports, and not much pro sports going on in the area.
Well, that last item, that's certainly not true for Florida.
Well, it was. People seem to forget that Florida wasn't really a pro sports state really until the 70s and the 80s. So it's a very college-centered fan base.
How unusual is it to have a championship basketball program and a top football program at the same school?
It's never happened before. Now, Tennessee won the 1A football title and the women's basketball title in 98. But this is the first time that the NCAA's two marquee sports have been owned by the same school. And the funny thing is, it could have been another school doing the same thing because Florida beat Ohio State in the championship game both times. And the thing you have to look at that both schools have in common is this monster athletic department. Ohio State's athletic department makes even more money than Florida's.
Now, in terms of building a successful athletic program, how important is recruiting not just the coaches, but the players?
Oh, it's crucial. With good players comes championships, comes more fan support, comes more money. And you need money to build facilities. And you need facilities to lure players.
Andy, before I let you go, you've talked about the importance of money. And I'm just wondering about the potential licensing fees for the university. Can we expect to see gators rambling across people's chests on sweatshirts all across the country, well beyond Florida's borders in the future?
Oh, yeah. You'll see gators everywhere. In fact, the university itself, not the athletic department, has this advertising campaign about the Gator Nation. And it's spreading. So you will see a lot of gator sweatshirts and Florida jerseys, you know, whether you're in San Francisco or D.C. or Texas. They're pretty much everywhere these days.
Andy, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
That was Andy Staples. He covers the University of Florida for the Tampa Tribune.